Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon is what we say in Detroit. It's a little bit of a affirming response when you say it and people say it back to you. Thank you for letting us be here today as part of this panel. I actually am going to immediately turn it over to my young colleagues, Ali Lakhani and Travis Wardell. First, we have nothing to disclose. And now we're going to be co-facilitating, so you'll just bear with us as we move around. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you. So, as Barbara mentioned, my name is Ali Lakhani, and I'll be talking about Generation with Promise. So, what is Generation with Promise? So Generation with Promise is actually a program that was started in around 2007. It was a dream of the first nation state surgeon general, Dr. Kimberly Dawn Wisdom. And what it is, it's basically a collaboration between Henry Ford Health System as well as some other universities throughout the area and faith-based organizations, schools, and other organizations throughout Southeast Michigan. So what they do is they come together and we are basically promoting the youth as well as their families to move better, eat better, and change lives. So some of the activities that are included in Generation with Promise are student action teams in middle and high schools. So what that is it's basically a group of students who have the same vision and feel that they can help promote healthy eating and nutrition. As well as the peanut programs in elementary schools. So what that is it's nutrition and physical education. We also do Cooking Matters classes for kids, teens, and families, and that just includes cooking demos, nutrition education, and more presentations like that. It also includes teacher trainings, school presentations, and resources that are available to all of the 14 schools that we're involved with throughout Southeast Michigan. It also includes the Youth Wellness Ambassadors, such as Travis and I. And what that is it's a small group of students that Travis will be talking a little more about. And for any more information, you can visit our website at henryford.com/GWP.
So who are Youth Wellness Ambassadors? Youth Wellness Ambassadors are students that are hand-selected from schools that Generation with Promise works with. And these students come from all different backgrounds, and they come together and share different problems that their community is struggling with. And then as a group, they find solutions to these problems, and then they would go and enact these solutions in different programs called Youth Summits, which Ali is going to talk about later on. And then they use different tools like our toolkit and videos that Ali's going to be talking about. And then we also published a couple books and articles. Okay, so now why Youth Voice? Youth think differently than adults. I think we can all agree on that. But they think differently in ways that they see a problem and they think they can solve it a different way than adults can. They know how other teens would react to different things, how they'd like things to get done, and that really provides a different aspect on how your problems are going to be solved. They also see different problems altogether, so that's going to change a lot as well. There's also a common misperception that teens don't think about the future. They just think about what's happening right now, what's going to give them the most pleasure at this moment. But through our youth summits, we found that this isn't true, and that's especially true with our youth wellness ambassadors. They know that their actions now are going to affect what's down the road. And they really try to do this with their health, eating the right things, and exercising. We also want to involve our peers. We want to make this a healthy generation. We want to get other people involved and on this train of health and well-being. We have these solutions, and also it contributes to our skills as youth wellness ambassadors, our leadership skills, and it also kind of secures the future of public health, I want to say, because there's got to be a future for public health if it's going to keep impacting generations from now. And Youth Wellness Ambassadors, I believe, are a start to that process.
So some of our accomplishments that Travis kind of touched on, our main event that we hold every year is the Youth Summit. So what that is it's basically a culmination of the year's work that the students have done. So of the 14 middle and high schools that we're involved with, they all come together on a day, usually around the end of the year, around May. And what they do is they come together, they talk about what problems they had in their schools, and then what they did about them. That could include environment and policy change. And then they kind of tell us how they did it, how they went about it, and the reactions that they got. And one of the things that they use to do this is the toolkit. So what the toolkit is it's basically a compilation of almost a curriculum or a guide that the students can use. So it first talks about what environment and policy change are, and then it talks about, okay, well, what is the problem that you want to tackle? And then it narrows it down to where they can create an actionable plan that they can take back to their schools and implement. And the Youth Summit and Toolkit are all youth-led, youth-facilitated. So the students led all of the sessions within the Youth Summit with the support of their adult allies. They created the toolkit. They figured out what teens wanted in there and what kind of helped them achieve that goal. And for the toolkit, it kind of changed every year based on the responses given. So we tweaked it. The most recent change kind of to where it was more actionable. So the students actually had due dates written in there. They had their adult allies that they could contact. They had people assigned goals. So there was a lot more kind of accountability, and that created a more actionable plan for them to stick to. We also created digital stories, and that was through the Centers for Digital Storytelling. So what the Youth Wellness Ambassadors did was they came up with a story through their point of view and kind of gave their story of how Generation with Promise has affected them and how they are leading healthier lives. And these were very personal stories. Some of them included how a student might have been really shy before they got into the Generation with Promise program and how it really cultivated their presentation and leadership skills. Another story mentioned was how someone who was a Youth Wellness Ambassador had a family member who was going through something very difficult and they felt kind of helpless. So through the Generation with Promise program, they felt like, okay, well, maybe I can do something. Maybe I can produce change. And then we actually have an example of a video here. Youth created the video, they decided what they wanted to see in the video, and then they went from there. So it was all scripted by them. Some of the impacts that it had on us, it definitely cultivated our leadership skills as well as our presentation skills. So for example, we are here at a national APHA conference. It definitely also cultivated our leadership skills. So most of our meetings were held at the One Ford Place Center at Henry Ford Health System, and that's basically the corporate offices of the health system, which include offices of the CEO and president. It also helped us foster relations with Henry Ford Health System, with University of Michigan, and some of the other health systems, schools, and organizations throughout the community. And actually, in this picture, you can see Dr. Nancy Schlichting. She's the CEO of Henry Ford Health System. She's a huge supporter. We also have Dr. Kimberly Don Wisdom in there. She's the Senior Vice President of Community Health and Equity, and she's the Chief Wellness and Diversity Officer. She's actually the one right there in the back.
We also found that in high school, kids tend to start hanging out with like the same group, the same clique, if you will. A lot of the people that look like you, talk like you, and come from the same socioeconomic class. But with the Youth Wellness Ambassador Program, we got to get with a lot of different people from different backgrounds, and all those different cultures meshed together really well, created a really well-put-together character for the program as a whole. There are also travel opportunities. We're here in Chicago right now, and there's also a trip to Atlanta, as well as a trip to Boston. And there's also a lot of local trips that we do to outreach in the community. We also learned about ourselves a lot. We saw that in the digital stories that Ali was talking about. A lot of kids learned that they really wanted to see health in their friends and their community. They wanted to see that excel and start to really take effect with everyone that they knew. And then there were also fun times. We had this summer program for the Youth Wellness Ambassadors, where we would get together a couple times out of the week and really get together and focus on the problems. And we always had jokes that we would do and all that. And this picture here is actually taken at the DeQuinder Cut in Detroit. It was a transformed railway system that's now a public sort of walkway that the locals go down and get their daily exercise in.
So every part of the Generation with Promise program was evaluated. So the Youth Wellness Ambassadors actually took the Youth Leadership Survey, and this was done twice throughout the year, first in August when the students first came in, as well as around June or July when they kind of exited at the end of the school year. We also evaluated the Youth Summit. So the attendees of the Youth Summit every year took a survey, and then some of those responses included, or some of the questions that were present in the survey included how you felt, did you know more about health and wellness after attending this conference? Were you, do you feel comfortable kind of spreading the message to other peers? And a vast majority of the responses were positive. We also were able to kind of create a student action team report, which is a school environmental change. So at the 2015 Youth Summit, of the 14 schools that came together, a lot of them were actually present in the 2014 Youth Summit. And the ones that weren't, they were receiving those presentations and those courses throughout the school year. So during the 2015 summit, what they did was they came together, they each received iPads, and they created the Student Action Team Report. So what this was is it's basically a document of the progress that the school had accomplished throughout the year. So the groups kind of outlined the problem that they were focusing on, the accomplishments that they made, as well as how they got there. So some examples included one school that decided that they didn't have many healthy alternatives to lunch, so they added a salad bar. Another school added a smoothie bar. And yet another school actually started an annual health hike that's still going on to this day. So it's definitely some great change that's going on in those schools.
We also have a few recommendations, and I personally believe they're necessities to a program like this to work where we are, and then also if it's to expand to other cities. The first would be passionate students. The students that are handpicked have to be passionate about what they're doing. I can see if a speaker is emotional about what they're doing, they're passionate about everything, it's easier to connect with that person. And you can really see that there's something there that you can grasp onto, and you can make that change in your own community. And also go with that, there have to be adults that the students can connect to, someone that they can rely on, someone that'll help them when they need it. And for us, that was Ms. Damien. She's in the back. She wouldn't appreciate that I'm doing this, but she was very instrumental in everything going smoothly on presentation days. During the youth summits, she would relax us, keep us laughing, keep us loose, and she really helped the program move along really well, and I really appreciated her throughout the experience. There are also opportunities. If the students, they can learn all this stuff. They can learn how they can impact change and how they can present it to others, and they can come up with these solutions. But if there isn't an opportunity, they can't spread. There won't be the domino effect of change in their communities. So giving them the opportunity is really key in making all this work.
So last but not least, we want to thank our funders. Henry Ford Health System, of course, contributes greatly to our program. And some of the aspects that we reported on today were funded through a grant through UCLA. It was a CDC REACH grant, and that's what paid for the digital stories and the summit in 2014. And our main source of funding for our ongoing work that promotes nutrition and physical activity is the USDA SNAP-Ed dollars through the state of Michigan, Michigan Nutrition Network at the Michigan Fitness Foundation. Rolls right off your tongue, but that allows that funding allows us to do all the work we do in the schools and the community, and over time we've seen amazing changes, and if you want to hear more about it, we're happy to talk about it. And I think we're holding questions until the very end, but here's contact information for all of us. And that's it. Thank you.